Now, I've been joined in the studio by Dan Atfield from Affinity Wheels, who's just arrived hot foot from his firm's Christmas lunch. But in spite of that, he hasn't brought me any mince pies or sausage rolls. Only joking, Dan. But thank you for coming in and welcome to Phoenix FM.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Now you are going to be helping us with and all your colleagues as well. We're going to be starting a new feature next month about wills, the importance of making one, and some of the pitfalls that can befall the unwary. So perhaps you could tell us a little bit about topics you're going to be covering.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you, with the topics of wills, that that would be a fairly narrow topic. But in fact, there's a whole range of areas that we'll be speaking to you about. Things like trusts, powers of attorney, long-term care, living wills, of course, the pitfalls of dying without a will.
Mm.
Something
major one.
Absolutely, something that should be avoided. We'll talk about things like challenges to wills. Challenges are on the increase of late. So it's a really is. We'll maybe even touch on funeral planning as well.
Right.
Gifting, charities. It's a very, very wide topic once you get into the subject. Yeah, a little about tax, but in particular inheritance tax.
Yes.
Death duties. Many of us older ones will remember it as, of course.
Yes. Oh dear, oh dear. Well, it is a lot more complicated than it first meets the eye, I have to say, because I had a quick shifty at your website and it suddenly occurred to me, oh, this isn't as simple and straightforward as it appears. But you're going to be presenting it all in clear, jargon-free, straightforward English that even someone with a pea-sized brain such as mine could understand, aren't you?
We're going to do our best, yes.
So, when is the start date?
We're going to kick off on January the 5th.
Right.
It's a Monday. Much to my wife's dismay, that's my 41st wedding anniversary. But I should be here.
Ah, now you see what it is. You didn't come here with mince pies and things, but you expect us to remember that and give you a present.
Oh, that would be very nice, wouldn't it? Gifts on a radio station. Would that be a first?
Well, I think it would be a first here, I could tell you. Anyway, look, I look forward to talking with you in more detail then. Thanks very much for taking the time to pop by today, coming all this way down here and braving the traffic because it looks pretty horrific out there this afternoon.
It was a clear journey for me from Chelmsford.
Was it really?
Where we're based, yeah. We tend to come through the villages.
Oh, right.
So it was a comfortable journey.
Because the A12 looks horrific just now.
Oh, I'm glad I avoided it then.
Well, may I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year, and I hope you'll pass those sentiments on to your colleagues as well.
I will indeed, and the very same to you and all of the listeners too.
Thank you very much indeed.